You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am joined by our fourth and final segment with Tammy Haldeman and Merle Schneider from Schneider Real Estate. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
Well, this has been great stuff, and I want to jump right into some good content here, because when it comes to negotiations, you not only have many, many years of negotiations when you're a financial advisor, and now 25 years as an active real estate agent and 30 years of being licensed as an agent, and now you teach continuing ed classes on negotiation. So let's jump in. What are some of your best techniques and things that not only a real estate agent can learn from, but things that a consumer can use in their everyday life? Because everything's a negotiation, right?
That is very true. And let me get my pen ready so I can take some notes here.
And hope that your teenagers aren't listening to those techniques. They may use them on you.
Tammy hates it when she thinks I'm using those techniques on her.
Oh, you do all the time, the sweetheart. All right. So let's hear about some of these negotiation strategies.
Well, as you said, there's so many things in life that we are negotiating, whether we realize it or not. Right. So these principles really apply to real estate and otherwise. So I say that in a professional bag of golf clubs, there are 14 clubs. Each one of the, and I'm not an expert at golf, so I'm going to disclose
we'll
that.
We'll use the analogy, though. I got it.
I hide and scramble, so they can't really tell how bad I am. But I don't. Someday I'll get the golf more often.
I drive the cart.
But each of the clubs, as you know, has a different purpose.
Right.
You take it out at a different time. You use it. You got to have to learn how to use it.
Right.
So that's how I feel that the principles of negotiating work. So, for instance, one of the things I first teach is to get the story. So if you're an agent and you have a home listed, I say every home has a story.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? Why are they selling it? Mm-hmm. What's their timeline? All these things. So I like to ask open-ended questions and learn, and I'm just conversational. I don't sound like the FBI.
Right.
But
right.
Trust
interrogating.
Me,
but trust me, I'm taking copious notes, and everything you tell me could weigh in later on. So I'm
Give us an example of one of those questions.
Well, how'd you arrive at your pricing on your home?
Okay.
And I'm just curious.
Listen.
Yeah, some people say, well, the tax man says, or I hear things like, well, they just put in $6,000 white PVC fencing or whatever. And, and so I'm taking notes on it, but I can't necessarily assure you. And I have to get later to a point where you agree that you may not get $6,000 in return on
that
resale.
Fits. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to see what the elements are. What were the pieces that you put together? How did you arrive? And I might even ask a seller when I'm doing a listing appointment, what would you be asking and how'd you arrive at that?
Because everybody has a number in their head that they think they should get.
Right.
And I'm sure you can tell when someone's really emotional about the flooring that they just picked out or, you know, and it's awful. But, you know, they're emotional about it.
No one's home was built like theirs. I carry a long spike in my briefcase. And when I do have a seller that says, you know, my home was built with double strength nails and it was glued and double screwed, I pull out that nail and I say, unless all the nails are at least this long, I can't give you any extra credit. And they're like, okay, I get the point.
That's actually a good idea.
It's all relative, isn't it?
That's right.
What about understanding deadlines and that type of thing? How does that play into negotiations?
Very, very important. So let's say Doug and Tammy have a contract on a home, and you have the wherewithal to own both the home that you're selling and getting moving out of, but it's not a comfortable position. And if I learn that you're closing on that home that you're buying on January 11th, and we're approaching that, that's very valuable information. So here's the example I used. So many years ago when I was doing the financial planning, it was back when I had hair, I was a young gentleman out of college. I was taking care of my own taxes back then.
Sure.
They were very simple. So I get the letter from the IRS, and they say that we'd like to meet you on this date, and it falls on a Wednesday. So I even knew enough back then, I do not want to meet them on a Wednesday. So I called them and said, I'm sorry, I cannot make that. Do you have any flexibility? And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, I'd like to meet Friday at 3:30.
Nice.
So why do I want to meet Friday at 3:30?
This is the IRS, right?
They want
right.
to be gone okay. just like you do.
They want, yeah. They, it's a nice it's sunny the day. Weekend. They're thinking, I got to pick up the kids. We're going to put the right. burgers on. We're going to watch movies later on. And we got this joker here who's got his taxes. Right. So I went and I did not bring any information on my initial meeting on that Friday sure. at 3:30 because I wanted to find out, what are you looking at?
Right.
Then I have time to go home and do my due diligence.
Right.
And then they scheduled me again for a Tuesday for my recap. And I called them and said, I'm sorry, business is crazy. Guess what time I scheduled?
Friday at 3.
So, and it worked. They only adjusted my taxes $64. I asked them if they thought they would ever audit me again. They said, you're not very profitable to audit. I said, thank you, and have a great weekend.
That's what I think.
That's a perfect result to a negotiation.
Right.
Timelines are... You know, and think about this.
So give us some tricks for the kids, like, because they don't want to get their homework done. And this is like, I'm not kidding, an every week thing. We are going crazy about these deadlines. The teachers give the deadlines, but they give us some sort of, you know, reason. So what would I do to negotiate that?
Well, I don't know about that specific, but if I were if I were your child and I want to go to whatever, mm-hmm. and I know that you two are leaving at 4 p.m. to go mm-hmm. to a whatever, I would probably approach you at 3:30 or 3:45.
Okay.
Right. You know, instead right. of at 1 p.m. when you have a lot of time to talk mm-hmm. about it. So I think that would work in my favor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell you on the reasons
that
why.
That is exactly what
and
they
you
do.
You have every oh, bit yeah. of 5 minutes to decide.
They do it. They're velociraptors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They ping the perimeter.
They do.
Yeah. It's funny watching them with babysitters. They really go after them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So what about emotions? Because emotions play so much into this, and we know that makes so many buying decisions. What do you mm-hmm. recommend when it comes to emotions, and can it work in your favor, or do you just take emotions out of it?
Well, it's emotions that make people decide to buy sure. real estate. You know, it's I say it's pain. Pain or pleasure,
mm-hmm.
someone passed away or you're right. moving to a bigger home, it's pain or pleasure is their motivators. But emotion can be transaction killers.
Mm-hmm.
So you, as an agent, it's extremely important that you learn to not get sucked into the emotion of the buyer,
right.
your client,
right.
or the other agent. When the emotion between the two agents is mm-hmm. engaged, there, no communication is going to continue from there on. So it's time to say, excuse yourself and say, I believe we've gotten to a bad pitch here.
Right.
If you don't mind, I respect your opinion, but I don't think we're doing well right now. Could I call you back this afternoon or maybe mm-hmm. tomorrow after I sleep on it? I need to re-mentally re-gear.
Here's a mm-hmm. funny example of that. So Tony Robbins told a story of he was on a plane with Mikhail Gorbachev, and he questioned Mikhail Gorbachev for a long time about what really ended the Cold War. And he kept giving these canned answers that you could tell were the same answers he'd given for a long time. And Tony Robbins kept drilling him more and more to get some better information. And finally he said, okay, here's what really ended the Cold War. He said, I was at the table with Ronald Reagan and we're really heated, totally emotional back and forth. And all of a sudden Ronald Reagan turns his back to me and walks about 6 feet away and just stands there for about 30 seconds with it totally silent, uncomfortable. And he turned around, you know, turned back around with, you know, totally emotion was gone out of his face, reached his hand out and said, hi, my name's Ron, and like reintroduced himself.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really good example of how, you know, Ronald Reagan helped in the Cold War by taking the emotion out of the negotiations. And mm-hmm. they were able to just reset.
He really understood people and human nature. I always say selling is 98% understanding human beings and 2% product knowledge. So if you understand what's happening, what makes people tick, what's their motivators. But as you said, emotion mm-hmm. in any transaction
yeah, it really is
taboo.
Right.
And I believe that you have to really endeavor. So in my case, I know that my personality is that I'm an A-type. I'm a driver. I don't like people to waste my time. I make mm-hmm. quick decisions. But when I get an offer in and let's say it's very low and I've got plans for the evening,
right.
I have taught myself I need to, before I pick up the phone and start talking to the agent, I need to take a walk around the building. I don't care if it's mm-hmm. 20 below. I need to change
right.
things and get back in control. Yeah. So maybe that means I have to come back to it tomorrow. Maybe I need to sleep on it. And then I have a whole nother outlook. But if I approach it emotionally, why did you send this ridiculous offer? We're done.
We all have really good examples of things in life where we've had to learn the tricks to take the emotion out of it, because you know, rarely does it serve us. One of the tricks that I've learned is if I feel that emotion, and it's usually by email, I'll go ahead and type my emotional email back to them. Okay, I type this thing up, and it's usually long and wordy with a whole bunch of stuff that isn't necessary. But my rule is I have to wait 24 hours to send it. And frequently I've broken that rule, and every time I've broken the rule and I've gone ahead and sent it, I've regretted it. Mm-hmm. And almost never 24 hours later do I still want to send it. You know, the emotion's gone, and I feel better just for typing it, you know, just for getting it out of my system.
Mm-hmm. Email is very dangerous, and I teach that in my class. Mm-hmm. You know, we have so much technology we were talking about earlier. How awesome is that? Mm-hmm. But by the same token, how much is lost in that? So I teach my Oreo cookie. Oreo cookie has three parts. So when I send you an offer that, Doug, you would consider to be very low and off base, so I start with a greeting, very personal.
Sure.
And I thank you or, you know,
thanks
whatever.
For
so
your
I give examples.
Offer.
Right. Then I give the but here's what we found and here's our reasoning. Mm-hmm. And then I end on a very high note.
Sure.
But you're right, though. Many times emails are very misunderstood.
Right.
And so you can be misunderstood in regular communication, mm-hmm. but I get to look at you now.
You can tell I'm not mad.
Right. But on an email, that's extremely, you have to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll project our own state of mind on the email and what we're reading too when someone else sends one to us.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have actually had an email where I could feel my ego get a little, you know, tapped in, and I read it again about an hour later, and I read it totally different because I'm not in that emotion.
Right, when your emotion's taken out of it. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that this leads me to realize is how the consumers that are out there listening are going to get good information from this on how they can negotiate, but also if you're in a real estate transaction, it's one of the reasons you want to use a realtor because they're going to take the emotion out of it. They get the repetition where this is their job. And they do it over and over, and they can still represent you very strongly and probably do a better job if they don't have the emotion involved.
Right.
So
Merle's hiring. He has all this advice if you want to work for him.
Yeah, if you either want to become a new realtor or if you're a realtor that's listening right now and you were thinking about changing companies, definitely talk to Merle Schneider from Schneider Real Estate in St. Charles. Merle, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And what's the website for Schneider?
SchneiderSells.com.
SchneiderSells.com. That's pretty easy. Mm-hmm. We like that. And it's S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, right?
Right.
Probably a few different ways to spell Schneider. So
SchneiderSells.com.
And
There you go.
We'll make sure all your contact information is on our website. So visit smartwithyourmoney.com. Look at the blog post on this. We'll make sure to put – there are more negotiation points that we're actually going to put in the blog post about this too. And you'll be able to re-listen the audio later because I think this is a post you may want to listen to a couple times. So Merle, definitely thank you very much for taking the time to come in and visit with us this Sunday.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you. It's really good
to – be on your program.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. We'll have
Thanks
you back.
Thanks a million.
All right, so you don't want to miss next Sunday at 4 p.m., the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.